Happy New Year, everybody. Welcome back to another podcast of The Hope Dealer. I'm your host, Ari Rose. It has been a magical start to the year. I haven't worked out. Like many with their resolutions that start working out, I have done the opposite. Because I work out so much, and that's my day-to-day go-to, I decided the first week I was going to relax, enjoy, have my cocktails. I kind of did things a little bit backwards. I even worked out through the holidays. And so, yeah, it's been a magical top of the week, the year, to say the least. It's been a great last 2 weeks. Lots of traveling and flying, and that's why I'm also nasally from being in cold weather, like extremely cold weather. And anyways, I was just thinking earlier about certain things that I do want to implement and this year, not so much resolutions, but things that I really want to do this year. I was reflecting on all the growth that I did last year, all the growing and areas in my life that I can literally look back and see, like, wow, I grew in that and I grew in that area and so forth. And one of the things that I want to do this year is create and pour into more meaningful friendships. I say friendships because I haven't always surrounded myself with, I don't want to say good people. I don't want to offend anyone that might be listening. But it's like, okay, I'll give you an example, okay? So I wake up at 4 a.m. I work out. I journal. I read my Bible at night. I'm intentional about my discipline. I work very hard. I network. I want to be around more people like that. I want to be around more people that are like me. People that that help me become a better person. One of my friends, Liz, she is always on her health game, working out. It's not like over the top, you know, but it's like she's very aware of like her eating habits, or hey, you know, I kind of like drank already the last 2 days, so let me, you know, I'm just gonna relax and I'm doing tea with, you know, just like, I guess I just want to be more mindful of that. And she provides that in my life, where when I go to her house, it's like even the smallest thing, it's like there's always grapes on the countertop. And so anytime I want something sweet and I walk in, I just automatically start eating grapes or fruit that she has on the counter. My house, there's just always chocolate on the counter and I eat lots of chocolate. And so it's little things like that. You know, she's like a beautiful home, her decor, she's always revamping and she's always like pouring into her house. And I like that about her. You know, she's just like a grown woman that is like, you know, her entrepreneur, and she's, you know, growing in that stage in her life, in that area. I have my friend May, who's like this amazing wife. She's an amazing salon owner and hairstylist. She is a Joico instructor. She cooks like nobody's business. Oh my gosh, she cooks amazing. I don't care if I have dinner plans. If she is cooking and calls me, is like, hey, do you want to come for dinner? I'm like, cancel my dinner plans. I'm going to go eat with May at her house. And so like, these are two strong women that have come into my life that are beautiful women, that are people that I look up to, because of the women that they are, and not even like who they try to be. It's like who they really are. And so I wanted to create like more intentional relationships, friendships, right? And I had this conversation with my best friend, Liz. I said, you know, this year I want to like have girls come to the house like once a month, and we kind of like build out the network a little bit more. And, you know, when we meet a woman that we like really like another one of us, like we invite them over and we have dinner and so forth. And last year maybe a lot of you do this, but last year I collected so many little recipes from TikTok and Instagram, and they're in this folder called food recipes, right? Good Eats. I haven't made anything. Christmas day I did make one of them, but you know, I want to get into that more. And I was talking to my boyfriend about that, and I said, you know, I think the one thing that I really want to work on this year is getting back in the kitchen and really, really getting comfortable in the kitchen. I can cook, don't get me wrong, but like, I want it to become a passion. My dad is such a good cook. It's a passion of his. My mom's a great cook. It's a passion. Like, they live in, they literally will cook like 3 meals a day for like 2 weeks before they even step out to go get food, because that's just how good they cook and they actually enjoy it. And so, that's something that I definitely want to work on. And so, you know, I started thinking about it right now, and I'm like, I'm going to pull up all these recipes, and maybe on Sundays for the first, you know, or this Sunday, I'll invite a couple of girlfriends over and I'll cook for them. And maybe we can have a little glass of champagne and just talk and enjoy and connect. And, you know, I'm not talking about a drunk session or Sunday fun day. I'm just talking about like my girlfriend's coming over for lunch. Anyways, I say this to say, this year, focus on an area or areas that you really want to grow in. Not like that resolution of I'm going to work out for the first 90 days, no days off, and then you realize day 32 or day 13, like, I'm exhausted, my body hurts, I'm going to take the day off. It's like, we don't have to go hard like that. You know, you don't have to know every recipe by June, but it's being consistent about it. Consistency is always going to get you farther than anything. If you are consistent over time, you will become a pro at that. You will become successful in whatever it is that you're working on. And so this year for me, I really want to focus on being intentional about cooking, but using that as a tool to even create more meaningful friendships. Because I'm one of those people that I don't just eat with anybody. I absolutely don't just eat with anybody. I have to really like you to eat with you. But you know, I want to expand my dinner table. Maybe I'll get a bigger dinner table this year. I don't know. But I hope you guys all have kind of sat with yourself and analyzed your life, and not to be hard on yourself. I always say, don't be hard on yourself, but just really take count, like, where you're at, where you want to grow. What do you have to do to grow in that area? Who can help you grow in that area? And actually apply yourself so that you can grow in that area. Practicing discipline and consistency this year to grow in the areas that you want to grow. I wanted to leave you with that message today as to like why I got to this thought process, because I think growth is a never-ending thing and change is inevitable. Growth is inevitable, but so many people choose not to grow, which is crazy. And that's why we get stuck. That's why we don't grow, because we're just comfortable and we just choose not to grow, even though all the signs are pointing for us to grow. But we just don't want to take accountability of it, or maybe we're just lazy. So I hope all of you guys find a place in your life, an area in your life where, like, I want to do something like this. I'm going to apply myself. You know, maybe it's picking up some golf lessons. Maybe it's doing some pottery. Maybe it's signing up for therapy. Maybe it's committing to go for, you know, a 20-minute walk every other day in the morning with a good audiobook. Maybe it's reading 6 books this year. We don't have to say, I'm going to read a book every single month. Some people just don't have the time for it, or don't have the quiet, still time to be able to do that, and that's okay. But you know, just really being consistent about something that's going to add to your life this year. Anyways, I hope everybody had an amazing new year, New Year's Eve, New Year's Day. I hope you guys are all having a good New Year's week. I know I am so happy and so blessed, and I'm so thankful. I'm sitting here in gratitude in my hotel room far away from home. And so, yeah, I just wanted to say thank you for joining me again. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for still being here with me. And this year, I hope I continue to pour into you and inspire you or motivate you or push you to even just be a little bit better than you were last year. Until next time, God bless.